Our next report comes from the Blackberry Seventh-day Adventist School. Annika and Olaf are our reporters.
Hi, this is Annika.
And Olaf.
From the Blackberry Seventh-day Adventist School with our phenology report for Tuesday, April 28th. Michael reports that the ice out on Sugar Lake was on April 26th. That is also the same day that Trout Lake near Coleraine had ice out.
Bella has noted skunk smells recently and also saw an owl fly between trees on the 26th. Nevaeh has heard coyotes at night.
The Cape's dog Howie has had a busy week. Aubrey tells me that on a hike, he jumped on the pond ice and fell in. Later in the week, he tried to make friends with a porcupine. They are not friends. Howie also had a frog in his water bowl this week.
Jeremiah reports that flower plants are emerging in his flower garden. His dog also had a recent porcupine encounter.
Josiah has been doing yard work since the snow is all melted, and he's been seeing some red-headed woodpeckers.
Lila saw bees and wasps this weekend.
Things are emerging around the shores of Trout Lake. Olaf and Oscar saw three snapping turtles up out of the water trying to warm up on the 23rd. Annika saw painted turtles sunning themselves on a log.
Red-winged blackbirds have returned to the marsh, and mallards and loons are also back. Olaf saw his first robin on Sunday the 19th, and the eagles have been noisy and active around their nest for several weeks. Spring peepers have also been out in abundance this past week.
That's it for this week.
Blackberry School, over and out.
Thank you, Olaf, Annika. Nice job. Lots of things going on over there. Nice to know that Sugar Lake and Trout Lake went out on the 26th. Wabana Lake, according to Ken Zimmer, went out on the same day, the 26th. And Pakegama went out on the 26th or 7th. Let's see, today's the 28th. It must have been the 26th. Red-headed woodpecker. I wonder, I don't see many red-headed woodpeckers. That doesn't mean they're not around. They're just kind of rare up in this area, but red-bellied woodpeckers are becoming more common, and they have a red head as well. The red-headed woodpecker is three colors. It's red, white, and black, and they are definitely marked wherever they are. That patch of white is bordered by black, and the head is just bright red, the whole thing. Quite a spectacular bird, one of my favorites. Bees and wasps, I've been seeing a lot of those too, and hearing the frogs calling, that's always fun this time of year.